Gerald Lucas here with another installment of Ask Gerald, where you get your real estate questions answered. Today's question comes from Eugene. Eugene writes from Cleveland, Ohio. And Eugene writes, I read that the new opportunity zones allow investors to avoid paying capital gains taxes. How are opportunity zones different from 1031 exchanges? Well, that's a good question, Eugene. 1031 exchanges require that proceeds from the sale of property be held by an intermediary while the seller is lining up another investment. Whereas funds that are invested in an opportunity zone don't have to be held separate. The investors just have to file Form 8949 with their taxes. Another key difference between opportunity zones and 1031 exchanges are that, you know, 1031 exchange allows investors to defer capital gains taxes on gains from the sale of property, so long as all the proceeds are reinvested in a like kind asset. So if it's property, it has to be property. As long as they're reinvested within 180 days. But 1031 exchanges don't allow investors to permanently exclude profit from taxes, whereas opportunity zones do. So long as the investment is held for at least 10 years and the investment is held within a qualified opportunity fund that's located in a designated opportunity zone, which is an economically disadvantaged area. But one thing to note is that the rules of the Opportunity Zone program are complex, and they haven't been finalized yet by the U.S. government. So thanks for your question, Eugene. For more real estate tips and information, visit my blog at geraldlucas.com. I'm Gerald Lucas, and I'll see you again soon.